Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 June 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. I am so glad you're with us, and I really mean that. Our guest tonight, I can't get a hold of him. I hope he's okay. Dustin Nemos was supposed to join us. Maybe he'll answer the phone in a few minutes. Todd will get a hold of him. Right now, we cannot get him on the air. Don't know what happened. So keep Dustin in prayers. He may be something happened that's not pleasant to think about. But anyway, so we'll just go ahead. You and I are going to talk a while. I'm going to share some thoughts. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Before I go there, though, I got a prayer for Mary in Idaho. Her son, I believe it's a son or son-in-law, has a brain tumor. I'm sorry I didn't make that note very clear. Son-in-law, I believe it is, has a brain tumor. And she's asking prayer for that young man, please. So please remember Mary in your prayers and her son-in-law's family, your daughter's husband, for healing. If it, according to our Father's precious will, please remember that, okay? And don't forget our office is open every day. From 9 to 4 Eastern, and we will take phone calls. If somebody will happen to miss you, somebody will call you back. So please feel free to call the office. If you have any questions, any orders you want to take or want to give us, any donation you want to give, or you want to get a hold of me, call the office. Now, if you don't have long distance, please feel free to use our toll-free number. That's why we have it, 800-777-4403. The toll number is 304-846-4448. Now, folks, honest, the office is open for you to call. If you have any needs, whether it be spiritual or want prayer or you want whatever we can do, please feel free to call us. We are a ministry trying to do God's will, trying to expose evil when we can, and stand against it as best we can. But please don't be embarrassed to call us, please, okay? And don't forget, last week we started a sale on Super Quick Clean Gun. If you missed our program, I'm sorry you missed it. But if you want the best lubricating spray oil available anywhere, we have it. Not just for guns, for anything, power tools, parasol change, put in a small engine motor to make it run smoother. All that they do is this thing does everything. We had 40-some bottles of it in the stock. We're down to under 20 now, but we still have a few left, and we have a very good special going on for the 20-ounce. I'm sorry, for the 4-ounce is what we have left. 4 ounces, which will last you a long time. 4 ounces of Super Quick Clean Gun, shipping and all, is 17, I think 1795. If I'm not right, Crystal, correct me, believe me. But you can order it if you want to, folks, while it lasts, for under 20 bottles. Once they're gone, it will be getting no more in stock. It'll be gone forever. We happen to find these cases on hand, and we just didn't see any point leaving sit around here and gather dust. I've got all that I'll ever use the rest of my life. I give some to our church members and my friends. If you want it, now's a chance to get it. Generally, folks, it will cost you at least $10 or $15 a bottle or more for shipping it and the price of the oil itself. But we're just going to give it to you at enough to cover the cost and may make a couple dollars pay the bills. Okay, so please call the number 800-777-4403. We're 304-846-4448 and order what you want of Super Quick Clean Gun while it lasts. Now, again, our guest has not showed up yet. He may not make it tonight. I don't know what happened. We had planned this program 3 weeks ago. He confirmed it Friday. So anything could happen. Who knows what happened. But we'll just go ahead and continue anyway. I just want to discuss some things with you folks. It's on my mind. And I'm sure it's on your mind, too. I don't care who you are, Christian or non-Christian, believer or no believer, you understand the dire straits our world is in and our nation's in. You surely do understand that. But for believers that understand Scripture and are willing to take God's word for what it says and know that it's His word, and it wasn't written for suggestions, it was written for direction. And the Ten Commandments were also written for as a commandment, not as suggestions, to glorify our Father in heaven, obviously, but also for our own good. He gave us His word to guide our lives with, that we may live a more prosperous and peaceful life here on earth and be with Him through eternity in paradise. That's what He gave us the word for. He wanted us as individuals here on earth to be blessed, our families to be blessed, our nation to be blessed. Obviously, man's rebellious state started in the garden and went on ever since then. Man is incapable to follow God's laws for long periods of time. I don't care how it works out. It's the way it is. Man's rebellious nature, man's selfish nature, man's self-centered idolatry is what destroys nations and families and individuals. Even in the Old Testament with ancient Israel, crossed over into the Promised Land, and God gave them everything He said He would give them. Those people only lasted about a generation and a half before they started turning against God. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? But before you throw stones, how long did our nation last before it started turning against God? How long before the blessings He gave us of liberty and freedom and the ability to produce and grow wealthy, and how long did it last before we become greedy and selfish and self-centered? How long did it last in our country before the nation started turning against His laws, His righteousness, and becoming more and more selfish, and politicians become corrupt to the point that none of them as a whole are worthy of being called an individual, much less a Christian? Now, I do realize that there are few in office who are there to do something for the glory of God and for the betterment of the people. But the mass of those are in there for their own profits, and that's obviously true. And Donald Trump is no different than the rest of them. I know you some of y'all don't like that, but I don't care. The man was a billionaire when he got in office. He's increased his wealth more than you and I can even imagine. But he's not my topic tonight. He is Donald Trump and Biden and Obama and Bush and Clinton were all just symptoms of a disease. They were not the disease. They were the symptoms of the disease. It's like a cancer breaks out the outside of your body. And the longer you ignore it, the bigger it grows and the more it consumes. It itself is not the problem. It's the disease that's the problem. And until you eradicate the disease, you'll never cure that sore. Until you cut it out and make sure it's cleaned out of your body, you'll never be able to get rid of the symptoms of that disease. Understand that. The symptoms start on the inside of an individual or some basic cell structure in the skin, perhaps, but it doesn't start out has a huge open wound or a process for eating your organs away inside. It doesn't start that way. It starts out one cell and goes from there. Something had to trigger that. When it comes to a nation, an individual or a nation or a family, the rot of that nation or that individual or that family doesn't start unless something is allowed for it to happen. Something happens to cause it. And the sense of a nation that our nation has become, falling into such chaos and disorder and hatred and all matter confusion and division, it had to start somewhere. And folks, all this, according to the scriptures, starts in the heart of man. The heart is deceitfully evil. All evil comes, as Christ said, out of the heart of man. All evil does. So does all, we'll say, all good come out of the heart of man. A good man in his heart, a man trying to follow Christ, will bring forth good fruit. An evil man of an evil heart will bring forth corrupt fruit. And I ask you to look around today in society, and those that will say are in power right now, how much good fruit do you see coming out of those people? And in society as a whole, how much fruit do you see coming out that's based on the Word of God? I'm not saying there's some good, decent people out there that are trying to do what's right under their own thoughts and their own way. I'm not saying that they're not trying to be morally upright and trying to do the things that are good in their own eyes. And that's fine to a point. But understand, folks, our ways are not the Lord's ways. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. Our way that we think is doing right, at best, is lukewarm. At best. No matter what we think, if we're doing right because it seems right to us, that doesn't make it pure in the eyes of God. Until we follow His commandments, ask for His direction, and sincerely seek His face, what we do may do some good for a while, but unless the Spirit of Christ is in it, that individual or that nation will decay. Righteous living, doing what's right, is always a good thing. But if the Spirit of Christ is not involved and in it, then it will not stand. You see, Colossians chapter 1 tells us that all things consist through Christ. All things exist because of Him. He created all things, and all things consist because of Him. He is the mortar of the home of the bricks. He's what holds a family and a nation together. He's the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Not liberty to break His laws, liberty to sin. No. Now, many people taking that point of grace and corrupting the point that we're at liberty in Christ. We're no longer bound by His laws. We can do what we want to. So they're taking that blessings of grace and liberty and perverted to become sinful. And folks, that has been a problem since the beginning. But in America, in the last 50, 60 years, it has multiplied unbelievably. The tolerance that we now see in the churches, the tolerance that we now see that is magnified as it spreads, as it multiplies, as it grows, what started out as maybe as a little bit of compromise has grown into a cancer that is so large, it can't be cut out and save the society. It can be cut out of the individual. By the grace of God, we can still be born again. By His grace alone, we can be forgiven. But as far as a nation that's become as corrupt as we have been, I'm sorry, but America's not going to turn around. America cannot turn around. The first book I wrote, it's the first book, but my first edition on words and teachings out of the Word of God, The title of that chapter was To Sin Beyond Redemption. That one made a lot of people mad. But understand this, my friends, my brothers and sisters. When God turns you to reprobate mind, you have sinned beyond redemption. Understand that. And it goes for nations as well as people. And nations must be judged here on earth. They won't be judged in heaven. They'll be judged at the great white throne or at the seat of Christ. They'll be judged here and now. And I must tell you that America is under judgment. Now, if you don't believe me, look at the young people in the country today overall. Thank God the few out there are seeking God and trying to do his will. But look at the confusion in their lives. Look at the things that your mom and dad taught them to tolerate and compromise with. And look what's done to the young people. Understand this, folks. Compromise, well, the road to hell is paved with compromise. Maybe good intentions, but compromise is a road to hell. That goes for individuals, families, and nations. America is going to pay more than I can begin to tell you, because to whom much is given, much is required. We have been the most blessed, prosperous nation in history. Oh, yes, we have. But we have spit in God's face. We have mocked his word. We ridiculed his laws, his commandments. And we make fun of him in public. We curse him on radio and TV. We persecute those who stand for the truth. And it's getting worse in America all the time. America, the land that our founders, starting with the Pilgrims and Puritans, brought in and brought with them, on the Caucasian Christian rule of God's law, has turned itself, allowed itself to be brought into a decadent, perverted society and nation that overall has forgotten who God is, and they just don't care. I know it's hard to say, folks, and I don't like saying it, but it doesn't change the fact. We must understand, we get the leaders that we deserve. Someone once said, when God wants to punish a nation, he gives them wicked leaders. And that is a lot our own fault. That is a lot our own fault. Because we have turned to man, our leaders, to solve our problems, to fix our society, to make sure that we all prospered, to make sure we all had food on the table, clothes on our back, and a place to sleep. That was never man's place to do that. That certainly was never government's place to do that. That was not meant to be. That is not why government was invented before men. Why did God tell Moses and the leaders of Israel, Deuteronomy 17, to pick Christian men, brothers and sisters, or brothers, I should say, not sisters, brothers to lead the nation who obeyed the laws of God? You see, they weren't there to watch other people, make sure they eat and sleep and all that, they had a place to sleep. That wasn't part of it. But because we turned to man to supply all of our needs, we brought ourselves into a place where we either obey or lose our means to pay the bills. After all, we got to make that power bill, we got to buy groceries, we got to buy gas, we got to make that car payment. I know all that. I live in America also. But because we've done that, we've enslaved ourselves not to God Almighty. We're no longer his servants, so to speak. We become servants of man, because man's who we turn to take care of us, watch over us. And I got to say this, folks, and everyone who listens to my broadcast for any length of time at all knows that I've talked about the leaders, and no matter who they were and what they've done was evil. I don't care who it was. We've been betrayed by every Republican, Democrat, and office since I've been alive. Been betrayed by every one of them to a certain degree, some worse than others, I agree, but betrayed nonetheless. And if you keep thinking that because you vote somebody different in office next time, it's going to fix the problem, you're being foolish. You're being really downright silly to think this after all these years. And Donald J. Trump has been one of the greatest deceivers since I've been alive on this earth. I think the one before him maybe was Ronald Reagan, that I supported wholeheartedly back in the 80s when he was running. You see, these are things that I'm guilty of, so I'm not saying things I don't know about. I remember my parents come up through the Great Depression. And to my dad, Roosevelt was almost like a god, and John L. Lewis, who was the head of the United Mine Workers of America, the first one to lead the Union, was also like a god. Roosevelt and Lewis were two men that they respected highly. And why was that? because they were deceived into thinking that since Roosevelt brought in WPA, Working People of America, and brought in Social Security, that he made everything better for the people and made them a more prosperous and free people. Although he took them into a war that nobody wanted, he led them into a war through a false flag event. That's truth, folks. Oh, that really happened. Pearl Harbor really happened. We had known about it before it happened. Roosevelt knew it was going to happen before it happened. Understand this. And John L. Lewis led the miners. Now, I'm not saying miners were not treated wickedly. The largest land battle since Civil War in the history of this nation was fought here just an hour and a half so south of me when the coal miners fought the coal mining companies and the military and the police trying to get better living conditions. So I'm not saying the pendulum hadn't swung the wrong way. But every time we put our trust in man to deliver us, we get further and further into damnation. And I don't know what else I can say about that. We've allowed Trump to get by with so much, and I'm convinced, and I would not support Kamala Harris. I wouldn't support her for any reason whatsoever, but I could not, in good conscience, support Trump either. Yes, he said some fine things, and he may have done a few things I agree with. But it's all part of the deception to get us where we are now, where people still blindly follow MAGA, although I don't think not nearly as much as used to now. His true color is coming out, obviously. The man is egomaniac. But the point I'm trying to make is we trusted man, and we've got ourselves into a hell of a mess as a nation, as a people, because of a trusted man, not God. Jeremiah 17:5 says it very clearly. Cursed be the man, put your trust in man, folks. Please listen to this. I didn't say it. Bible said it. And makes flesh his arm, his provider, his strength. And the heart departs from the Lord. Don't you know that when you put your trust in man to feed you, clothe you, and house you, that you make God jealous? He said, I'm your provider. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. I'll take care of you. I'll see that you eat. I did through the wilderness out of Egypt. I fed you. I took care of you. I made sure your clothes didn't wear out. I made sure you were cool during the day and warm during the night. I did all that for you. Yet you forgot about me when you get to the promised land. Our deliverance comes from God. Our sustainability should be coming from God. Every time we do something and put our trust in man, we committed idolatry in the eyes of Almighty God. Now, I know that doesn't make me popular when I say it, but I never did run up for a popularity contest. I've been on the radio going on 34 years now. If this was shut down next month because people get mad at me, then so be it. If I tell the truth and you become angry, you're not mad at me. You're mad at the truth. I'm just a messenger boy. But understand, we were told in Proverbs, I think, chapter 23, verse 2, then we sit down to the king's table, and we've all done that. I've done it. I draw Social Security. I've done it. We sit down to the king's table. If you're a man of appetite, put a knife to your throat. I didn't say that. Read for yourself. I'm as guilty as you are because I grew up in the same system you did. I did not know any better. Now that I'm seeing the truth, it grieves my heart to see what we've allowed ourselves to get involved in. Now, things are tolerated because we hope that things get better in our country because man promised it would. Obama promised free health care for everybody, did he not? He has almost, his so-called Obamacare has busted the system. And it's no better than it was when he was in office. This is where we are in America today because the church closed your eyes to the word of God and innately thought we could follow man's ways because that's what mom and dad did, grandma and grandpa did, so it had to be okay. I'm not mad, people. My heart's broken. I'm not upset with anybody. I'm just breaks my heart to see what's happened. God Almighty is still who he says he is. His Ten Commandments are still laws. They're not suggestions. His ways of living are given to us for eternity, not just through the Old Testament, not even just into the New Testament. These laws will still be laws after we're out of this world. There'll still be the laws of His kingdom. Kingdoms have laws. His are not going to change. I don't know what to say, except I too was deceived. I'm not using that for an excuse, but I do know what it'd be like to try to live with what I put money into for many, 45 years, 50 years. It'd be hard to get by without it. But one day, I promise you, if we don't deny our Savior before man and before man's government, because that government is a kingdom also and has own laws. If we don't deny our Father, if we don't deny Christ, and receive that so-called mark that's coming, you're going to lose it all also. It may happen long before then. I tell people all the time that I do not like to use credit cards. I pay cash when I go somewhere. I don't like to use credit cards at all. Yes, I have one for the ministry when I got to order something, but I despise credit cards. They shouldn't have been invented. And because they become invented, it becomes so easy to do that now. Now people actually use their phones, don't need a credit card, don't need cash. Well, when cash goes away, it's going to, now this is my opinion, within 4 to 5 years, you're not going to have any more cash. So that means that all your independence in buying something, purchasing something, like maybe a firearm. Oh, you going to buy a gun? Oh, yeah. Well, that will be traced and marked because you can't buy without cash. Understand that all control in our lives will be taken from us completely, which means if you don't follow the light, toe the mark and toe the line exactly, you will be without any means of supporting yourself. Because it'll all be in the beast system, as it already is. We've been lied to by every leader, and big time by Trump. Lied to, and I think behind the scenes laughed at. Because it's such gullible people. Christians should not be that gullible. As Jeremiah 17:9 says, your heart's deceitfully wicked. When you trust it, you're always going the wrong road. Because your heart leads with emotions. Not rational thought according to God's laws, but with emotions. That's why young girls end up pregnant before they're married. Emotions. That's why boys and girls live together without being married. It's called emotions. That's why murders are increasing. Emotions. All this, folks, is simply because we turn our eyes away from God and His commandments. We sought to follow our own ways. Look where it's got us. Phone lines be open right after the break. Love to hear from you. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and the phone lines are open, 717-300-1698. You know, and I must tell you, folks, we're going to see, and I'm already seeing it. Maybe you're not where you are, but I'm seeing it. Food supply is drying up. I'm serious. I'm not making it up. Something as simple as fresh green beans couldn't find me anywhere today. Went three different places. Finally found something in another store. It's pretty good. But stores like Food Line and a local produce shop didn't have any. All this, folks, is a sign of things to come. America is going to be judged. Deuteronomy 28 said, if you forget me, I'll cut off your supply, not just of your food and your water. He said that. He warned us about that. And he didn't say they wouldn't use man's devices to do it. Of course, man's playing with the weather. We know that. When the weather manipulation, anything new, they started doing it back in the 40s. And that's a fact. But he didn't say that that wouldn't be part of the reason why we lose it. He didn't say that at all. He's using men to curse us and the world. Of course, it bothers him, I'm sure, also. But folks like to think they had enough sense of plan for the future for themselves. But folks like you and I, they're not wealthy enough to do what we need to do sometimes. It's going to hurt greatly. But we're told that in Amos 8:11, he'll cut off the word of God first. He'll cut off, there'll be a famine in the land, not for bread and water, he said, but for the word of God. Well, folks, that's been going on in this country for a long time. The true word of God has been preached probably in my lifetime. And the rest of it is falling in place right now. Understand that. This is not a time, I'm not trying to at all make anybody feel bad or at all to upset you. That isn't my goal, folks. My goal is to help us understand what's going on. It's to help us understand what's happening to our country. To what happened to man in our mankind, period. And in common sense and in common courtesy to other people. It's understanding that we are seeing a nation being judged. And God only judges for one thing. It's called sin. And what we've allowed to happen in our country, what we tolerate in the country, in the hopes of doing better for ourselves and maybe our children, has cursed our country. So, yeah, we're going to see famine in the land. Maybe there'll be certain things around, but you'll see more and more things coming up short in the stores. And you see prices continue to go up. I know Trump's supposed to sign the deal or got to sign, open up the Strait of Hormuz. Said some places gas now back under $4. It hadn't dropped a penny where we are right now. Maybe we will later on, I guess. But the point I'm trying to make is this. That may be a temporary reprieve and get the price down a little bit. But that's not going to bring in the food supplies. That's not going to bring in what the weather's destroyed with our crops worldwide. It's not going to pay for the diesel these farmers didn't even plant this year because they couldn't afford to. These are all facts. And when the crops blighted, apple orchards in Pennsylvania, north of me, they have no fruit at all so far this year. Nothing. Not going to have any. That's just one example. This is America. We're being judged, whether we're doing it to ourselves or it's something God himself brought in. Either way, he's in charge. Understand this is part of it. That's why we have Demand of Food as a sponsor of the program. To get a hold of Demand and try to stock up on something. I don't know what to tell you, to do, folks. I'm at a loss for words as far as how to prepare. But one thing I do know for sure, we've got to get our eyes back on Christ. We've tried to walk on the water like Peter did and tried to do it our own way, and we're sinking. We're drowning. Our children's hopes have been dashed against the rocks. We turned our nation over to Satan so we could feather our own nest for a while. We took our eyes off Christ, and now the storm is raging. And I'm telling you right now, as individuals, get your eyes back on Christ. He alone now can save you. We must make sure we're walking with him and in him, and all things are through him as best as we possibly can. And folks, I fail so miserably. I get mad at myself. I'm disgusted with myself. But my heart is trying to serve him. That's why I preach these sermons that I know are not popular sermons. I know that. But I can't change his word. And I got to get my eyes back on him more than I have in the past. Because he's the only one that can steal these waters in my heart, in my life. And folks, he has blessed me beyond words. He has blessed me. I'm going to say this because of your phone calls. And this is something I guess I took for granted for years. I've been married to one woman. A good woman. Perfect, no, but a decent woman. I take it for granted. But this coming November, she now been married for 55 years. And I appreciate it more every day. Because we've been through a lot of things together, good and bad. And she stuck with me. When other people turned their back on me, when churches asked me to leave, when people cursed me and threatened to kill me and burn our house down, she stuck with me. Yeah, she may got scared. She may not understood everything I had to do. But she stayed with me. She had faith I was trying to do the right thing. And I live in a home that's secure in Christ with a wife that stands beside me. Come hell or high water, she'll stay with me until our time is up. So I'm blessed beyond words. How many people do you know out there tonight and say they've been blessed with the same spouse for 55 years, the first and last one? As I told somebody one time years ago, I said, I still sleep with my first wife. He looked at me like, huh? I mean, I guess he thought I'd been divorced. I don't know. And his wife said, honey, they've been married. He still married his first wife. So anyway, I guess it's just so out of character for that to happen. This gentleman couldn't comprehend what I meant. But nonetheless, let's go to phone lines. Like I said, let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
I call, Butch. You mentioned something earlier about the law, you know, how, you know, people have gotten away from God's laws. And I pray every day that God will help me to walk in his laws. But I was thinking about something the other day. Somebody says that it's okay for a woman to be in the pulpit preaching. And then what they're saying is the Apostle Paul is a hypocrite.
Oh, yes. I've had women tell me Paul was a male chauvinist.
Well, and I've heard that too. But what I'm just saying is that also Jesus is a hypocrite because he said, do not divorce. Or if you do divorce, do not get married again. Because it's adultery. Paul confirms that. And then again, I hear Christians saying, well, it's okay, I got divorced and remarried, and I see nothing wrong with it. I do. I've been there. I know the shame of it, and God's forgive me, yes. But I also know better right now. But what I'm thinking, too, is that these people are literally saying the Apostle Paul is a hypocrite, saying that the Bible is not applicable. The things that Jesus talked about, the Bible is not applicable anymore, because Jesus changed his mind. Well, if Jesus is God, how could he change his mind? He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. There's no other lawgiver. What I spoke yesterday is still the same for today. And we forget so often the walk in the sovereignty of Christ. And what bothers me is I see Christians, or I meet Christians, that literally blaspheme God by calling him his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And God's our buddy. He's not our buddy. He is a sovereign king that we need to bow our knees before. And, yeah, in the church, Butch, like I said, what they tolerated yesterday, they are embracing it today because this is Gay Pride Month. I'm sorry, Homosexual Sodomite Month. I'm speaking out on it tomorrow on my broadcast, but who else is speaking out on it?
Not many, I'm sure.
No, not many. The media is never going to speak out about it. Trump's not going to speak out about it because he's supporting...
Trump said he's more gay than Hillary was. He said that the first time he ran.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. He also got support from the Log Cabin Group.
Yes, he did. You okay?
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. And so, the thing about Donald Trump, people don't realize that he's a narcissist. He's a habitual liar.
Yes, he is.
Completely different from when he was a president the first time. The first time he was president, he actually seemed to be doing good. I didn't like him then either. But he trashed the country with COVID. Now he's trashing the country. He's trashing the world with this war in Iran. Because gas prices are not going to come down. And when it comes down a little bit, it's only putting a pacifier in their mouths. Pacifier is going to have to come out sooner or later.
Well, people in America as a whole have become very gullible. Now, I mean that not in a bad way either, because I definitely did also. So I'm not throwing stones at anybody, because I was gullible also one time, and we all were to a point. You know that, Joe. But It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up and act like men. Quit. I always says, quit you like men. Be men. Take a stand for what's right. Don't care what people think about you. Don't care what the enemy does. Act like men. Do what God wants you to do. Forget what men think about you. But we become a nation full of spiritual cowards that are afraid somebody's not going to like us. Well, I don't think they crucified Christ because they liked him. I don't believe that's true at all. I think they hate his guts. Go ahead.
Well, and to add fire to what we're saying is that the church really has a replacement theology and a replacement gospel. And when we step out and say, the rapture doesn't exist. And, there's certain other doctrines the church pushes that, Holy Spirit is incorrect. They get very offended.
Yes,
but yet we can show them the proof in Scripture. We can show them the Word of God, what it says. And they still get very offended because they were told one thing by one person and they believed it was truth. Now they showed them that they believed in a lie.
Well, after a while, we may not like to hear this, but we become willfully ignorant. It's not because we haven't shown the truth. We just don't want to accept it. And that's a fact. Anything else, Joe?
Well, yeah. my people die for lack of knowledge. And it's willfully, you're right, they, we willfully choose to walk away from the wisdom of God, that's because that's knowledge. And we want to embrace other things. But if people don't get their spiritual house in order, they're going to be standing in hell saying, God, this is not fair, this is not right, I'm not supposed to be here. I sang in a church choir, I taught Bible school, I taught Sunday school, I preached in the pulpit, I went on mission trips all the time. And yet, God's going to say, I never knew you.
That's right.
Those words are most frightening to me.
Yeah, you got that right. And Joe, God jumping, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. Thanks for the call. Folks, what he said was true, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Listen, I don't like it. Sometimes I don't like the truth. But the truth will set you free. And I know that we know these things are true. But sometimes the truth will cut you. His word will cut you. It does all of us, including me, big time. Let's speak to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It doesn't matter whether we like it.
No, it doesn't.
We're getting what we are being judged, and we're being punished for our actions.
Amen. And what really
and there's
is,
nothing to
what
do
breaks
about
your heart
it. The
not,
only,
no, there,
only
there
thing to do is to get closer and closer and closer to God. And the only
Amen.
Way to do that is to follow His rules, His laws. If you don't do that, well, it don't matter what else you do. If you don't do that, you aren't going to make it.
Well, you know, Scripture tells us that.
Scripture
tells us that He'll be found of us if we seek Him with our whole heart. And that doesn't mean, Jan, that doesn't make us perfect. You and I know that. We're nowhere near perfect. But we want to serve Him. It's like with me and Marcia Jean. I have never been a perfect husband, but I love her with all my heart. And she knows that.
There's no such thing as perfection in man.
And no, there's not. There is no such thing as perfection. Not on this earth, not on this earth. Maybe through Christ in our spirits, once we're born again, but perfection in this flesh is impossible.
That's right.
Impossible.
And all this stuff going on with the oil shortages and the wars and the water drying up, or you got too much water, or you don't have enough food, and all of this. All I hear people talk about is when their cell phones break. Or they can't get through, or they have interference with their cell phones.
Oh yes, I know.
And they don't want to believe what's going on. But
and
then,
I know someone before you get out of bed in the morning and turn the cell phone, look at it all day long. If they're not doing something else, if they're sitting down or whatever, even watching TV, they're on the cell phones. They're out eating dinner in a restaurant, they're on the cell phones. That was one of the biggest curses they're putting on man. But you can't get people to understand that.
No, they don't listen. So let me tell you about what God did for me today. I'm clearing out my yard, getting rid of all the weeds, junk, all that. So I was taking a load to the dump, and there's this man, and he's there, and he lifted his roof on the hood of his truck up, and there was smoke coming out. I said, he's got a big problem. So I went on, and I got in there, and I was throwing my bag's weeds out, and boom, there's a fire. Engine caught on fire.
Mm.
They got it, and then, you know, the guys ran out there with some fire extinguishers, and I was all done. I waited a minute, and then I went ahead and got in line to go up to leave. And it took longer, but for the fire truck to get there than it did the ambulance and the police.
But everybody's all right,
wasn't
they? Everybody's okay.
Yeah, nobody was hurt. Nobody was hurt.
Okay, good.
Because I was, you know, I was sitting right there by him when he had pulled off. And I was sitting right there. But God made it so I missed it.
Amen. Amen. Well, the angels watch over us, and that's Bible, by the way. There have been times I'm sure where I've made mine sweat a little bit because I've done some stupid stuff in my life.
Yeah, but God is there. He's always
Amen.
There.
Amen. Amen.
Always there.
And the protection's around us all the time if we trust Him.
Yeah. wasn't luck or coincidence or anything else. That was God. Pay attention, Jan.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Yeah. Anything else?
I'll just say a prayer for those families of those servicemen killed in that B-52 crash today.
Yes.
The whole plane was just obliterated. It's just gone. There's no signs of engines, nothing. It's just a black spot on the runway.
That's a shame. There've been a lot of plane crashes.
I don't know what they were carrying, but whatever it was, it had to be something major for the engine and everything else to have nothing left of them.
Yeah, something there really strange. But all right, Jan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's remember those airmen's families in our prayers.
Absolutely, folks. Do that, please. That's important. Good point. I just go to Gary in Wisconsin. Gary, welcome. Come in.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
I appreciate all you do. Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, yeah. I'm on a flip phone. I've never had a smartphone, and I never will. I just got a basic flip phone.
Good for you.
Anyway, I know I don't always agree with you, but I sure agree with most of what you're saying. I'm 72, and I've never been married, and I always wanted to. But my first girlfriend was in the church. I was baptized in 1981. Second time I was baptized. And then I met this gal. But I come from a very, very, very troubled, dysfunctional home, and I was the youngest one. And I'm still dealing with older siblings that just make my life very, very difficult. Like they kind of resented that I was ever born. But my first girlfriend ended her life with a drug overdose, and I dated some. I didn't start dating until I was like 26, 27, and I just never found anybody. I dated a lot of divorcees that I kind of wanted to marry, but I think God put a block there and protected me from maybe.
That's true.
I think some singles are kind of like virtual eunuchs, I've been told by ministers, that God simply don't want some people married. And I think there's some truth to that, because it might have been a disaster that I couldn't handle.
Well, you know, if you married a divorced woman, unless her husband was dead, you'd been coming and talk to her, you know that.
Yes, I found that out recently in the past few years, and I didn't realize that. And some of the churches, even the more conservative ones, seem to have forgotten that.
Well, you know, the sad part, the churches in America are full of adultery, double married men and women, and they don't even know they don't care one or the other.
No, I know in my case, I think I was kept away from girls as a young man, and I think I made women into an idol. I really did. I was almost worshiping the female image and their energy, and I think another reason why God kept me from marrying, because it was idolatry on my part. I mean, it's not wrong to want a mate, but I was wanting a mate before God, and that's not right.
No, it isn't. It isn't. It is. By the way, are you a first-time caller?
I think third time.
Okay, well, welcome back. I don't mean to rush along. We're running out of time here. Anything else you want to say tonight, Gary?
Look, you know, this is strange, but I had a nightmare last night that a B-52 crashed. This is crazy. I actually did have a nightmare, and this is really strange timing. And it was my brother was in the Air Force. I was in the Air Force, and my brothers were in the Navy. And that I had a strange dream that my brother was flying a B-52, and it crashed. And this is weird.
Wow.
Anyway, I'll let you go. Then you get
all right. Good call. Thanks, Gary. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for helping us, Gary. God bless. I just go to Brady in Arizona. Brady, welcome. Come on in.
Yeah, good evening, Pastor Butch. Did you get a chance to see the UFC fights at the White House?
Oh, you know, that plum slipped my mind. I feel so bad about that.
I bet you do.
Anyway.
You know what? I've never seen a more elaborate setup. It was actually very beautiful, but all I kept thinking is it reminded me that Donald Trump was Julius Caesar and let the games begin back in the Roman when they were fighting in the stadiums. You know how they had the gladiators fighting?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It reminded me of that.
Well, it's a shame that we've come to low that, yes, some taxpayer, some of it must pay by private funds. I know that. But there are taxpayer dollars used for that. But that wasn't the only place. Other things going on, too, taxpayers are paying for that shouldn't be. But that's America today, brother. That's where we are. We are a people that's all wrapped up in ourselves, and Donald Trump is no worse than a lot of them. That's just the way we are.
You know what I thought, Paul, really funny, though, a lot of the fighters were paying tribute to Donald for putting on a good show, and he had the balls to do that and stand up and put on a UFC fight event. But how he paid a lot of the fighters after they were done fighting, he paid the fighters with Trump coin, which is a crypto coin that Trump created.
Oh, isn't yes, that yes.
wonderful?
It is. It just shows, again, his ego and his egotistical self-destructive mode he's in. And the American people, a lot of them still don't see it. And that's a fact. Sad, but
true. Hopefully the war's over. They signed it. But literally, to clear out all them ships, they got like 1,500 or something backed up there in the Strait of Hormuz. That's going to take anywhere between 9 and 12 months. So
it's going to take a long time.
What's the biggest problem is there's been no fertilizer this year, so that's where you're going to see a lot
that's
of the
right.
farmers. A lot of the farmers didn't plant this year, so you are going to have a food shortage in the next 6 months.
It's already started in some places. Anything else, Brady?
No, that's it, sir.
Well, thanks for the call, and I appreciate being there, Brady. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. And folks, we're down about the last minute. And I hope what I said tonight made sense to all of us, because I'm guilty. I am so guilty of putting my trust in the wrong place. It's all my fault, and I know in my life, I know it is. But I'm thankful every day that my God has forgiven me and has blessed me and done me things to provide for me and my wife in a home. It's not a mansion, but it's our home. It's not just a house. It's a home. Our Father dwells here with us. And I want to thank you all for being with us again. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a special guest on named Jane Polk. And he's a history, well, I'm a history, I would call him a professor. We're going to look at the Bible and look at history and see what's happened again, folks. And look at how the blessings of our Father, he's still trying to bless us. Through all of our disobedience, he's still trying to bless us and watch over us and help us. Let's all help each other get through this together. And I thank you, folks, for being there. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.